The great father and son, alayhim as-salam. The great father and son, alayhim as-salam. Alayhim as-salam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program The Great Father and Son. In this program, we talk about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Today, in specific, we'll be talking about Dawah, preaching, invitation towards Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Be with us from start to end, inshallah, an immense amount of knowledge we'll be learning today from this program. Ask family members, children to come sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start to end. Inshallah, at the end of this program, you will realize how much you would have learned. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. As I always remind you, because my Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir of Ahle Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Dawat Barakatumul Aliyah has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can make this intention, you'll watch from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too. As I earlier said, today we'll be talking about the preachings of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Respected viewers, in the last episode we found how beautifully he gave the proofs of the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the only worthy of worship. And last time we learned that how he refuted worshipping the stars, moon and sun. And Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam also refuted the divinity of idols. After listening to him proclaim the truth and speak about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people started arguing with him. They warned him about opposing idol worshippers and said, O Ibrahim, fear the idols. Be afraid of speaking ill about them, lest some harm befall you. Meaning they thought that if you're talking ill about the gods, maybe gods can harm you. This is how they warned Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam replied, Do you argue with me about Allah Almighty? Whereas he blessed me with believing in his oneness and knowing him. Listen, I'm not afraid of these idols that you ascribe as partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they are lifeless, powerless, and helpless. They can neither harm nor benefit anyone. So why should one fear them? Conversely, if my Lord Azza wa Jal wills something, only then it will happen, because he is omnipotent and his knowledge encompasses everything. He is Qadir Mutlaq. So do you not accept advice? It is stated in the Holy Quran in these words.
وَحَاجَّهُ قَوْمُهُ قَالَ أَتُحَاجُّونِّي فِي اللَّهِ وَقَدْ هَدَانِ وَلَا أَخَافُ مَا تُشْرِكُونَ بِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ رَبِّي شَيْئًا وَسِعَ رَبِّي كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا أَفَلَا تَتَذَكَّرُونَ
And his nation disputed with him. He, Ibrahim, said, Do you argue with me about Allah while he has granted me guidance? And I do not fear those partners whom you ascribe to him, except this, that my Lord wills a matter. The knowledge of my Lord encompasses everything. So do you not accept advice? Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam did not conceal his faith, his iman. Instead, he proclaimed it very clearly, without any fear. We learn from Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam that when it comes to give the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the formidability of man, jinn or any creature cannot prevent a prophet from fulfilling his obligations. Further, respected viewers of Madinah Sharif, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also commanded the nation to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said to the people, why should I fear these partners of yours that are lifeless, powerless, and unable to do anything? Instead of cautioning me, you yourself be afraid, because you have ascribed these idols as partners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite having no proof whatsoever of them being his partners. Based on this, contemplate who deserves security. Is it the believer who has proof for the truthfulness of his belief? Or is it the polytheist who has no reasonable and acceptable proof of his belief? And this is what is stated in the Holy Quran.
وكيف أخاف ما أشركتم ولا تخافون أنكم أشركتم بالله ما لم ينزل به عليكم سلطانا فأي الفريقين أحق بالأمن إن كنتم تعلمون.
And why should I fear your false associate gods when you do not fear ascribing partners to Allah whom he did not validate? So who of us is more deserving of protection? Tell me if you know. This is how he addressed the nation. This is how he commanded them to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam told them that I've got proof believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas there's no proof revealed upon you that these false gods are the partners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On what basis you are claiming this falsehood? Respected viewers of Madinah Sharif, this was the preaching of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam to his nation. Now we come to know that his own real uncle, he was also a mushrik, polytheist. And Hazrat Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam also gave him the invitation towards tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He preached him. Ibrahim alayhi salam continued to preach to his uncle Azar. On one occasion, he gave him four pieces of advice. The summary of which is, only one entity who independently possesses attributes and perfection and grants bounties can be worthy of worship, and that is only Allah Almighty. On the other hand, the idols you are worshipping neither hear nor see, and nor can they be of any help to you. Instead, they themselves are dependent upon you. How logical, subhanAllah, piece of advice it is. For they cannot even go from one place to another, and you yourself have manufactured them using your own hands. Therefore, worshipping such a powerless creation, bowing your head before it, and hoping for any type of benefit from it, is nothing but utter foolishness. It is stated in the Holy Quran in these words.
إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا.
When he said to his father, Oh my father, why do you worship that which neither hears nor sees and cannot benefit you in any way? Respecting this, one should keep this in mind, that the word father used in this verse does not refer to the actual father of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Rather, it refers to his paternal uncle whose name was Azar. So the first piece of worship which Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam gave to his uncle Azar was that, why do you worship that which neither hears nor listens and cannot benefit you in any way? So how logical piece of advice it was. And then, my Lord has granted me the knowledge that you do not have, so accept my religion and follow me. This was the second piece of advice. I will show you the straight path through which you will be able to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and true success. And this is what is mentioned in these words in the Holy Quran.
Ya abati inni qad ja'ani min al-'ilm ma lam ya'tika fattabi'ni ahdika siratan sawiyya.
O my father, such knowledge has come to me which did not come to you, so follow me, I shall show you the straight path. The knowledge of Prophet Ibrahim alayhis salam mentioned in the foregoing verse refers to the knowledge of knowing Allah, recognition of Allah, ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, revelation and the affairs of the hereafter. The third piece of advice which was given by Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam to his uncle Azar, O my father, meaning uncle, do not be a slave to shaitan and do not obey him by disbelieving and engaging in polytheism. Indeed, he is greatly disobedient to the most gracious Azza wa Jal. Obeying the disobedient also makes a person disobedient, deprives him of blessings and leads to facing hardships and punishment. It is stated in the Holy Quran in these words.
Ya abati la ta'budi ash-shaytan inna ash-shaytana kana lir-rahmani 'ashiya.
O my father, do not worship Satan. Certainly Satan is most disobedient to the infinitely gracious. I'm afraid that if you die in the state of disbelief while disobeying the most gracious Azza wa Jalla and following Satan, retribution from Allah will befall you, and you will become a companion of Satan in being cursed and receiving punishment in hell. It is stated in these words in the Holy Quran.
Ya abati inni akhafu an yamassaka 'adhabun min ar-rahmani fatakuna lish-shaytani waliya.
O my father, I fear lest a punishment should reach you from the infinitely gracious, then you become a friend of Satan. Now, these were the four pieces of advice which have been mentioned in the Quran, which were given by Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam to his uncle Azar. And what was the response of his uncle Azar? Instead of benefiting from this advice of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam and coming to the right path, Azar replied,
قال أراغب أنت عن آلهتي يا إبراهيم لئن لم تنته لأرجمنك واهجرني مليا.
Do you turn away from my gods? If you do not refrain, I shall most definitely stone you and leave me alone for a long time. This is what was the response of his uncle Azar. Respected viewers, for those who preach, those they are muballighin, those they invite people towards righteousness, towards deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's so much here to learn from. The seed of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the manner of his advice, how beautifully he advised when calling people towards righteousness and forbidding evil. If one is mistreated by a disbeliever or even by a Muslim, we should not become upset and abandon fulfilling this obligation. Instead, during such occasions, one should recall the experiences of the Honorable Prophets alayhim salam and their nations. We should reflect on how these personalities called towards Islam and were mistreated by the disbelievers. Despite such hardship, they did not stop calling towards Islam. We too should keep on inviting people towards righteousness and do not abandon this obligation of invitation towards righteousness and forbidding from evil. Now, when Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam heard the reply of his uncle Azar, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said, "Salam to you from afar. Soon I shall seek forgiveness for you from my Lord Azza wa Jal, that he may enables you to repent and embrace faith, and thereafter forgive you. Indeed, he is very kind to me." It is stated in the Quran in these words.
قَالَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِي حَفِيًّا.
He, in brackets, Ibrahim, said, "Peace be upon you, soon I will seek pardon," in brackets, "after faith, for you from my Lord. Indeed, he is most gracious to me." It should be noted that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam had promised his uncle Azar to pray for his forgiveness because he alayhi salam still expected him to embrace faith. Now time comes when Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam intends to leave his nation. He tries to separate himself from those disobedient ones. After listening to the response of the people, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam intended to leave them. Showing humility, he said, "It is near that by worshipping my Lord, I will not be amongst the unfortunate." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Holy Quran in these words.
وَأَعْتَزِلُكُمْ وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّي عَسَىٰ أَلَّا أَكُونَ بِدُعَاءِ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا.
And I disaffiliate myself from you and all that you worship other than Allah, and I worship Allah. It is near that I shall not be ill-fated due to worshipping my Lord. Because I worship my Lord and I will not be amongst the ill-fated ones. And from this we also learn that we should not have company of those, they are people of corrupt beliefs. Yes, that's also very important. This is what we learn from the seer of Sayyidina Ibrahim, the way he disaffiliated himself. Now Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam addresses his people again. On one occasion, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam asked his uncle and the people who were engaged in idol worship again, as mentioned in Quran. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. What do you worship? The people replied.
قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ أَصْنَامًا فَنَظَلُّ لَهَا عَاكِفِينَ.
We worship idols, then we remain before them in devotion. He alayhi salam asked,
قَالَ هَلْ يَسْمَعُونَكُمْ إِذْ تَدْعُونَ أَوْ يَنْفَعُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَضُرُّونَ.
He said, "Do they hear you when you call upon them? Or do they benefit you or harm you?" They responded in a way, the way people of falsehood do, by saying,
قَالُوا بَلْ وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا كَذَٰلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ.
They said, "Rather, we found our forefathers doing this." He alayhi salam said, "Have you ever thought about the idols that you and your forefathers worship? If you truly reflect, you will know that worshipping idol is not a recent act of deviance. It is old and fallacious. And something fallacious, whether it be old or new, and whether those engaging in it are a few or many, makes no difference to it being erroneous, as the act remains wrong." It is stated in the Holy Quran in these words.
قَالَ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمُ الْأَقْدَمُونَ
He, meaning Ibrahim, have you thought about what you worship and your forefathers? Speaking of this, people who engage in various rituals which are against Islam and use the argument our elders also did the same. To justify them, should pay heed to the foregoing verse. Should pay heed, yes. Some unfortunate individuals even utter the following sentence that amounts to disbelief, even to kufr. We do not want Sharia, astaghfirullah. Rather, we want our ritual traditions, astaghfirullah. It is regretfully the case that people are not willing to abandon impermissible songs, music, and rituals in weddings. The same is applicable regarding sinful rituals that are performed at the time of death due to ignorance. On the contrary, people are willing to abandon the Holy Quran, Hadith, and the commands of Allah Almighty and His Prophet. Astaghfirullah. May Allah Almighty grant such people sound intellect and enable them to live according to the teachings of Islam. Yes, my Islamic brothers, if any rusumat, any traditions which our forefathers used to do and they are against Sharia, should not follow them. As we have just heard a beautiful proof from the Quran. Respective words of Madani Shalil, in today's episode, we learned how beautifully Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu salam preached and he fulfilled the obligations which was upon him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to learn from these beautiful pieces of advice which we learned from today from Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we also remain upon faith. When we live as Muslims. When we die as Muslims. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should avoid company of people of corrupt beliefs. Rather, we should have company of ushaq al-rasul, true devotees of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to follow the teachings of Islam and the footsteps of Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil. Ameen. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Next week, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
The great father and son, alayhim as-salam. The great father and son, alayhim as-salam.